possessions never meant anything to me. Yeah, I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a bed, a nugget guitar, and a dog named Babu pisses on my floor. That's right, I've got a floor. So what? So what? So what? Yeah, I've got pockets full of Kleenex and linen holes where everything important to me just seems to fall right down the leg and on to the floor. My closest friend, linoleum, linoleum, supports my head, gives me something to believe. That's me, yeah, I'm the beach side, combing the sand, metal meter in my hand, squirting a pocket full of change. That's me on the street with a violin under my chin, playing with a grin, singing gibberish. That's me, yeah, on the back of the bus. That's me in the cell. That's me inside your head. That's me inside your head. That's me inside your head.
Hello, you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. It's 1 o'clock and hello, hello, hello. Today I have a special guest, Skiff and Johnny from our local ska band Bandettis. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
The brand new release from Bandettis will be available this Friday.
Yes, yes it will.
And there will be a seat-only show at the Railway Club, and Bandettis playing the Los Furious and the Elixirs. So
and Reggae on the Rocks, they're new.
Okay, I didn't know, sorry, thanks. Reggae on the Rocks, new band. So that's happening tomorrow, and today we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the show as well as the copy of their brand new album. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to win the tickets, just give us a call at 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. And if you have maybe a question, you can also email us at wealfalldowncitr@gmail.com. So we'll be playing today Bandettis, obviously, and mostly ska music I prepared from, as usual, from new ska music from all over the world. And we started the set of the Streetlight Manifesto covering a song by my favorite band, Linoleum, by NoFX. And that's a song of their brand new album called 99 Songs of Revolution. That's a cover album. Okay, let's start with some Bandettis and listen to their songs from their brand new album.
Spend it.
Ice Cream Social presents. Well, we cut.
1, 2, 3.
What? Yes. Yeah, this is all picking up on this. Ready? Ice Cream Social presents on Monday, May 17th. The Ice Cream Social Rock and Roll Club, a two-room party at Honey and Lotus, with all 50s and 60s hits and misses for dancing and listening, with special guest DJs, My Gay Husband, Genie, and Expendable Youth, and the Ice Cream Social DJs Trevor Risk and Tyler Fedchuk. That's Monday, May 17th at both Honey and Lotus at 455 Abbott Street. Doors at 10 p.m.
Got it!
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it.
Hello, you're listening to We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9. We have Bone Daddies here. And yeah, someone already called and won the tickets and the disc. So thank you so much for calling and listening. Tomorrow at Railway Club, Bone Daddies playing a CD release show. Okay, let's start doing our talking part of the show. So could you please in a couple words tell you about this new release? And yeah, is it your first album?
Yeah, this is our first album. We started recording it a while back, so it's our first album. It's got 9 tracks on it, runs about 30 something minutes long, and we're actually pretty stoked how it turned out. It turned out pretty good, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. How are you planning to release the album? Where can people buy it? Get it?
Right now the whole thing's kind of self-produced. Like, we made all the discs ourselves, burned them all. I was up till really late last night putting them all together by hand. So best way to do it is come out to our shows and we'll have them there. You can come meet us and talk to us. We're rather friendly people. We can have beers and sell you albums. Hopefully we can get it into some of the radder record shops down, like maybe Scratch or Zulu or Red Cat or something. But we got to look into that a bit more. And maybe make some ones that are professionally made, not my...
This one will be going for fairly cheap, like about $10 or something.
Yeah. So you can come get them at the shows, or you can email us through our Facebook or MySpace, and we will find a way to get them to you.
Awesome, yeah, because the disc actually looks very nice. I like the cover, and I like how the actual disc is made, and yeah, it looks very professional to me.
Thank you, Tim. I pride myself in my handcrafting work.
Yeah, yesterday stayed probably till late night too, yeah.
Yes, all week I've been sitting up till about 3 in the morning to make sure that this thing gets out for our deadline of Friday. So actually for a deadline of Thursday, because I needed here to bring to you.
Thanks. And yeah, it's all ready. So tomorrow it will be for sale.
Yep, it's all ready. We got the new album. We have new t-shirts, new merch. We have some new songs, some pins and buttons. Hope you sleep with some stickers. So come get some merch and help us so that we have money to do more awesome music.
Awesome. Where did you record the album? Was it all DIY or was it like all professional studios?
We did a little bit at the Art Institute in Burnaby. Mm-hmm. We did some, where was the other place there? In North Van.
Yeah, I forget what the name of the studio is. It's another like Art Institute-esque kind of studio, a student program that our buddy Nick helped us out in North Van with recording a one track for us, and our buddy Robert Madsen recorded 2 tracks for us in their studios, and then the rest of it was done by our good friend Curtis Hickey, who I've known for a long time and used to drum in my old band previous to this one. And so we did it's all
in garages, apartment, one bedroom apartment rooms, and
yeah, it's all we actually ripped our bass player's bedroom apart to record the drums in, and
a little bit everywhere,
yeah, all over in apartments and closets and bedrooms is pretty much where we recorded it. So considering, we think it turned out pretty good.
Not bad considering.
Awesome, yeah, thanks. Yes, let's listen to some more music, and I have more questions for you guys. And yeah, coming up next, I have the band from Spain called Tequidaria. And there's a song of their brand new album called, it's all in Spanish, Realidades, I guess. And then we'll have more ska music for you. So you listen to 101.9 CITR.
más de uno ya se la pegó. Vendiendo la felicidad en gramos de ilusión, repartiendo ansiedad constante en tu corazón. Vendiendo la felicidad en gramos de ilusión, repartiendo ansiedad constante en tu corazón. Con cuidado, que a más de uno ya se la pegó. Vendiendo la felicidad en gramos de ilusión, repartiendo ansiedad constante en tu corazón. Vendiendo la felicidad en gramos de ilusión, repartiendo ansiedad constante en tu corazón. La ventana, sígueme, aún podemos escapar. Déjame intentar saltar por la ventana, escaparé y mañana nada será igual. Déjame intentar saltar por la ventana, sígueme, aún podemos escapar.
NPR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Hello, you listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 CITR. We still have Bone Daddies here. Is I pronounce it correctly?
Yes, very good.
Good. Very thank good. You so much, because I don't want to mispronounce.
I like the other way you were saying it, the Bone Diddies.
Bone Diddies?
Yeah, that's good.
Johnny, I know that you're also doing the radio show at CJFS. Could you tell about a couple of words about the show?
Yeah, me and my buddy Jay Raymond from the Likely Rads, which Skiff actually used to be in before the Bone Daddies. It's his radio show. I'm helping co-host it with him and my good buddy Scotty Toss. Basically, it's called Rad Radio. It's every Thursday night from 10 to 11 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. We play all local independent punk rock mainly, but you know, we're open to other things. It's mainly if you haven't checked out the group The Ridge Radicals on Facebook, check it out. If you have a band, go on there, get a hold of us through either The Ridge Radicals or through the Rad Radio Facebook group, which is just facebook.com/radradio, and send us your stuff and we'll try to play it and have you on and talk to you and just basically just spread the music community in Vancouver.
Awesome, that's great. You said that the main focus of the radio show is the BC and Vancouver DIY bands.
Yeah, basically just, you know, we're trying to really just, I mean, there's so many good, talented bands in Vancouver, especially lots of punk rock ones. And, you know, unfortunately, like how the scene's going in Vancouver, it's getting harder and harder for, you know, independent DIY punk rock bands to have places to play. It's just hard for hardcore venues to be around. Like, lots of people know what happened with the Cobalt and stuff like that. So we just try to kind of shine a light on, you know, that there is good music and that, you know, these people, they don't have a lot of money, but, you know, they try really hard to put their soul into the music. And we just think that everyone should have a chance to hear all that. So that's what we try to do.
That's brilliant. But because just a couple weeks ago, I had the girls from No Fun City, yes. The movie. You heard about this movie.
Yes, yes.
And they were talking, that's the main focus of their movie, and they were talking exactly the same thing, that there are so many good bands and there are so many great musicians who are trying to produce and play just amazing music. How do you feel for you being a young independent band? Is it easy to get gigs? Is it easy to be a band?
Well, I don't know.
It's usually a lot of referrals and stuff. You know, if we know a band that's doing a show, sometimes they'll ask us if we want to play it, or vice versa. If we get a show, we'll ask them if they want to, you know, help out. And then finally, we get a lot of shows that way.
Yeah, definitely. Having the tight-knit community, like, that's why groups like the Ridge Radicals are so imperative. Because, you know, if you just band together with like-minded individuals and groups, it makes, you know, networking just that much easier. But, I mean, it is... Like, we're lucky since we're a new ska band. Ska seems to be a little bit more accessible to the nicer venues. They seem to be a little more open to having us play there. So we've been lucky that way with not having to really play so many of the dive bars. Not that there's anything wrong with the dive bars, but we've been really fortunate with this new band to, you know, to be able to play higher profile shows with in nicer venues and stuff like that. But I was in a punk rock band before, the Second Rate Rejects, and we played every dive bar in Vancouver, you know, sometimes to, you know, just the bar owners, and sometimes to know for very little money or just beer. And it was hard. It's very hard from a punk rock standpoint to find things, especially now with places like the Cobalt shut down or relocated, show I should say, to Funkies. It's there's less places for that kind of hard edge hardcore music to have a place, because most venues just they don't want it, you know.
Yeah, because then the girls from No Fun City, they're telling exactly the same thing, that there's sometimes, they were telling a story about Sex Negatives, the noise band from Vancouver, and then sometimes they were in the middle of a show, someone just shut down their like the power and they stop the show. So yeah, that's not a very nice thing to do to musicians.
No, yeah, the same thing happened to my old band once. We were playing at this little coffee house, and the band before us played, and they were a little not poppy, but a little softer edge. And then we played, and we had our sound all cranked and ready to go, and we got about two or three songs in, and they cut our PA and told us to get out. and not to come back. Yeah. So we proceeded to have a little barbecue in their parking lot. And it was fun. We didn't burn the place. We actually legitimately had a barbecue with and everything. It was good.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
the record.
That reminds me like the stories I heard from Soviet Union, because I'm from Russia, and the Soviet, like, that's what happened to the musicians in the late 80s, I should say, so maybe 70s. And then, yeah, then just the power just shuts down, everyone goes home, and people, yeah, not having fun. That's not very good.
No fun at all.
Which song would you like to play next?
Up next we have our song called System Crash, and we want to play this because, if you don't know, this month is Zombie Awareness Month, so you must fear and be aware of the undead.
Yes, this song is definitely about zombies.
Yeah, so my good friend Gory Ray, actually, she's a horror host. Go look up the Gory Hole on Facebook or MySpace, and she's a horror host. She used to work out of the Rio, but they had problems, so now she's looking for a new horror venue, trying to get a syndicated show. So this is for Gory Ray, and Fear the Undead.
Okay, so Bone Dead is the song System Crash on CITR 101.9.
Another day to live through. Better get started.
Defense officials in Cumberland have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers.
It's hard for us here to believe what we're reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact.
Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered.
Stronger than you ever had to fend for food. Or than any single thing that you do. again in the land of the dead. We will start living.
Are they slow moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, technical.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
You listen to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. And I have Bone Daddies in the studio. They are playing their CD release show tomorrow at the Railway Club. And they're playing the Los Furious, the Elixirs, and the...
And Reggae on the Rocks.
Okay, I know the new band. I need to check them out.
They're a reggae cover band. They take old band songs from the 70s to the 90s and reggaeify them. Oh. Kind of like how Easy Star All-Stars are in that kind of vein of stuff.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I was listening to it last night. It's very good.
Awesome thing. Is it their first show? Or?
Yeah, it is their first show. It's actually, I think, members of old bands like the Car Mechanics, I believe. It's Costanza, who's plays under the name Solui as Lady Mishmash, and Dr. Trey, who I believe is from the Car Mechanics.
Yeah,
it's a mashup of a couple other ska bands that are now defunct in Vancouver, but have come to do this because they're like, well, if cover bands can play bar shows, why can't we play bar shows and do it awesome reggae style? So I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I read on the internet that you're playing Edstock Festival this year.
Yes.
Could you please tell about this festival? Because I heard a lot about this, but I never actually went.
Well, it started as a fellow's birthday.
Yeah, right? our buddy Adam Rayburn, it was either 6 or 7 years ago now, because this is the 6th annual Adstock, but I believe it started 7 years ago, and he wanted just to put on a show for his band and his friends' bands to play, so he put a show on in his backyard, went really good, a lot more people came out than he thought, more people than he was actually friends with. So next year he decided to make it an event to showcase local music in Ridge. So it's been going 6 years strong now. It's every July in Maple Ridge at the Gazebo, which is right in the heart of Maple Ridge. And
Memorial Peace Park, I believe.
Yeah. I've luckily had the honor of playing every year with my old bands. And then last year with the new band with Bo Nettie's, me and Skiffy here got to play. And we're really stoked to do it again this year. It's a great, great show. It's all ages. It's free. It's outdoors.
Keeps getting bigger.
Yep, bigger and better.
Who else is playing this show this year?
This year, I believe it's us. I can't remember the band names off the top of it. I believe Ninja Spy will be there. Mm-hmm. They usually play...
Because I think, they play last couple years.
Yeah, they usually play all... They've played quite a few of the years out there. They're usually our big headliner bands because we love Ninja Spy out in Ridge. They're good friends of ours, so it's always good to have them. And there's quite a few new bands that I haven't heard of yet because really the main focus of Adstock is for the youth of the community to come out and showcase, show what our town has talent for, because there's a plethora of talent in Maple Ridge, and it being such a small suburb, the amount of great music that comes out of there is actually kind of mind-blowing. So Adstock is great. You should check it out. It's July the 8th or the 4th. Look on Facebook, just type in Adstock 2010 and it'll pop right up, and you'll know all the bands.
That's awesome. Yeah, awesome to have like a festival for young bands, because usually festivals, it's a big event for well-known bands, and then you have thing for local bands, a small festival, then you can, the young bands can.
Yeah, that's exactly what Adam was trying to do, just, focus on the youth, right?
So we have 10 minutes left. I have last couple questions, and then we'll announce the shows and play a little bit more music. Yeah. What are your plans for the future, for the release, playing shows, and what are the future plans for the band?
Well, we got a whole lot of stuff coming up. We're doing the CD release again tomorrow at the Railway Club, so you should all come out to that and pick up the album, because we're really, really proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out very good, better than we could have hoped for, really, for the price of free that we paid
given
for
the circumstances.
It. Yeah. it took a long time for it to come together, but we're really stoked. And we got a lot of big shows coming up. We big thanks to Frank Rumbletone, who's got his own show on CITR, Rumbletone Agogo. I think it's on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. He hooked us up with a show a couple months ago with Chris Murray, and from that show we got a show to open up for the the amazing Aggrolites at the venue. I believe that's going to be on the 8th of July, and when they're coming through here to head to SkaFest, it's going to be us, the Aggrolites, and I believe the Resignators from Australia, mm-hmm.
yeah,
which I got to see. No, I didn't get to see them, but I heard about them for the first time last year at SkaFest. I met their guitar player, I believe, and he showed me some of their stuff, and I really enjoyed that band, so I'm super stoked for that. We're playing the West Coast Tattoo Convention on July the 10th. And then
what's a tattoo convention? Is it?
It's a West Coast tattoo show. So it's a whole bunch of tattoo shops from all around the Lower Mainland and BC, and guest artists come in. And there's at the Langley Convention Center. It runs from the 9th to the 11th. I believe we're playing on the 10th, which is a Saturday. And yeah, there's gonna be a ton of great tattoo artists. So if you're looking to get some ink done, come out to the convention, because some artists like are from, you know, the States, and they're coming in doing guest spots, so great time to get ink. And there should be a lot of good bands. It's going to be us. We're playing. I think the Dead Cats are going to be there, Grim Hymn and the Horrors, some other bands I can't remember, but check out the West Coast Tattoo Convention. All the info's on there. And yeah, and then at the end of July, we're trying to do a little tour through the interior, going up to as far as Prince George, and we're going to be hitting Quesnel and Kelowna and Salmon Arm and anything in between. So if you guys are listening out there in the interior, we'll be around. We still need to fill in some dates, so get a hold of us. We need more shows.
Okay, yeah, good luck to the tour, because I know it's tough to tour when you're a young band.
Yes, and we're all very poor.
Okay, let's listen get to some more music. Coming up next, I have the band from Russia, my favorite ska band called Distemper, and that's their song called Taina, from their album Dobroe Utro, which came out in early 2000s on We All Fall Down 101.9 CITR.
Thank you. then share a great ability.
Must be just, unity's a must. Ignore our petty differences and wipe away the dust.
A varieties of ignorance gotta share a deeper grip. Get rid of civilization while there's still something to say. You can pray all that you want, but then there's really something more. We gotta get eye on the road instead of knocking at the door.
Avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
There is more money in my pocket.
Thank you.
You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9. We almost done. We just have a couple minutes. I have a couple shows too, Onan's upcoming shows. Obviously, tomorrow at the Railway Club. Woo! Happening. Bone Daddy's having their CD release party. Obviously, right. They playing. You can buy their new album. Yes. And Lost Furious, the Elixirs, and Reggae on the Rocks.
Yes.
A new band.
You got it, Tim.
Right on.
Playing. So, coming up next. We have May 22nd, 3 Inches of Blood, and I think they play in 23rd too. They're shooting their brand new DVD.
Brutal.
May 25th, Henry Rollins is talking at Center of Performance, Vancouver Arts. Next Friday, the show I'm going to, it's the Invasives and the Bell Snakes playing at the Media Club. Buzzcocks are playing May 31st at the venue. May 28th, Knucklehead, the legendary band from Calgary, Vicious Cycles, that's their 7-inch CD release. Oh, it's not CD release, it's
album
kind of release event. Transmitters and Rich Hope are playing. June 4th, Strike Anywhere and Bane are playing at the Rick Show, and I think in next week I will be giving away tickets. Misfits are coming June 7th and they're playing also at the Rick Show. And as we mentioned earlier, July 8th, the Agrolites, Bone Daddies, the Resignators.
The Resignators, yes.
Playing at the venue on the way to Ska Festival.
Yes.
Okay, we're almost done. Next week, I'll have Chris from Rectals. He will be here and he will be talking about his new bands, his new albums, band. His new album, okay, whatever.
Close enough. Sounds pretty good.
Robin with Ink Start is already here. I can see him through the window. Next, we have 3 o'clock Japanese Music Quest and at 3:30 French Connection. So stay the CITR, listen to lots of awesome radio shows, and thank you so much for listening. And the Rectals on CITR 101.9.
Never been born, never left the womb. I'll just sit and take what I'm forced fed. If I'm never born, I can never.